frustrating. A daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Wednesday, July 1st, 2026. The text comes from Romans 7. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin. For I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law, that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am! Who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Caryvo writes, this is the thing that annoys me most, having good intentions, wanting to do what is right, and then messing it up again and again and again. And it doesn't improve with age, or Christian maturity or experience. I should say it doesn't feel like it's improving. Only God knows for sure. But it's so frustrating, and I really want to be done with the whole mess. And I suppose it's fair to say that we are done with it, in the most important way, because Jesus has dealt with it decisively on the cross. Yes, my sin nature is still running around like a chicken with its head cut off. But Jesus has already killed it. What's still happening are the last few jerks of a thing that is already dead and hasn't realized it yet. So, I suppose, I need patience. I need the Holy Spirit's help to get through this time. The rest of my life, really. Without forgetting the reality, which is that Jesus has made me a new creation through his suffering, death, and resurrection. I didn't do that. He did. And so that means I can trust that it's really happening, really there. Even on the days when I can't see anything in myself but sin, I can keep crying out to God again and again and again, every time I fall and need him to pick me up and wash me clean. He'll do it, for me and for you too. He loves us dearly. He must, to have paid such a price to make us his forever. We pray. Dear Lord, this is so hard for me. Help me, and give me comfort and hope in you when the struggle is overwhelming.